Most tequilas are bottled around 80 proof. This one is 110, and that's not just strong, it's literally the maximum proof tequila can be bottled at. So here's the real question. Does that mean more flavor or more burn? Today, we're going to find out. Today, we're tasting Cabal Still Strength Blanco. This tequila is bottled at 55% ABV, which means it is the legal ceiling for the tequila category. Let's talk about where this tequila is coming from first. It's produced at NAM 1646 at a distillery called Distadoria Larraco, located in Matatán, Jalisco, which sits in the Tequila Valley region, also known as Las Valles, also the birthplace of tequila. One of the things Cabal does that I really like is what they're doing with their labels. They're putting all of the information on the back of this label.
Where the agave are actually grown.
You can actually put the GPS coordinates in and find out where it's at. It gives you all of the production detail and lets you know exactly what they're doing. And everyone loves learning about the production of the tequila that we're drinking. And that kind of transparency is really cool to me. I just recently got the opportunity to sit down with Everardo Gonzalez Jr., the owner of this brand. He has to be one of the smartest, hardworking young men that I have ever met. And everything he does behind this tequila is with really intense purpose. One of the things he showed me in the interview was the topper of this. It's actually made of stone. And this rock, which La Roca, the name of the distillery, is the rock. This is actually from the rock underneath the distillery that they've used and turned it into the topper. So if you're used to drinking another tequila with the rock's name on it, you might actually want to drink one that actually has a rock on it. All right, let's talk about how the tequila's made, because that usually explains a lot of what we taste. The agave for this tequila is slow cooked in traditional ovens for about 26 hours. After cooking, the agave is crushed with a roller mill to extract the sugars. Fermentation takes place in open stainless steel tanks for about 46 hours using deep well water and a yeast that Everardo talks about propagating himself. Gotta watch it in the interview. And it's also double distilled. The first distillation happens in stainless steel stills, and the second happens in copper pots, which helps refine and shape the flavor. After distillation, it rests for about a month before it goes into bottling. So technically, it's still a Blanco because it's only rested a short period of time. And this gives the spirit a little time to settle down and get ready for the bottle. All right, so before we taste this one, there's an important tip. Do not shoot this tequila. At 110 proof, that would not be a great experience. Instead, use a small glass, a Glencairn or a nice sifter. Pour about an ounce in there and just let it sit for 5 or 10 minutes. The high-proof tequila needs to open up a little bit. When you nose it, take a short, gentle sniff. Do it 2 to 3 times, usually with your mouth slightly open. That'll help from the alcohol overtaking your senses. All right, let's get this one in a glass. Now, this bottle has been open for a little while, and the tequila has already kind of gotten a little oxygenation. So I'm not concerned for me, as a consistent tequila drinker, to dive right into this one. But when I was talking about the nose a few seconds ago, what I'm talking about is when that tequila first gets poured, if you do a nose and then go away and then come back, do it again a second time and then a third time, you'll notice that by the third time, the alcohol smell that you get in the first couple of breaths is really gone. And if you smell on different places of the glass, like the top, or smell around, you'll pick up a lot of different aromas each time you do it. For me, this one jumps out with cooked agave, big roasted sweet agave notes right up front. And then you pick up this nice minerality character like wet stone or crushed rock. There's also a noticeable pepperiness, like a peppery edge to this, which is common in Valles tequilas. And there is a slight citrus or grapefruit type note in here. And there's also some herbal elements. And I don't know if it's eucalyptus or if it's mint, but it's really bright in my last breath. Okay, let's take a sip. The best way I can explain this is just an agave bomb. Just agave turned way up. The sweetness of cooked agave hits you first, then this black pepper and all of this baking spice with a nice minerality backbone. It really gives you that Valles, almost Pedrichor minerality taste. I do notice some green notes showing up in there too, like a black pepper or maybe even a little bit of jalapeno. The mouthfeel is really nice. It's oily. It's got a nice texture. That helps carry all of those flavors across your palate. It is powerful. You can tell that it's a high proof. But it's not just alcohol heat. There's actually a lot of flavor happening here. The finish is long and warm and peppery with that minerality character just kind of hanging around. At this proof level, you do notice a little bit of ethanol heat in certain sips. I've sipped it several more times than what you've seen on video. Thanks, editor. That's where the water test can help. Try adding 2 or 3 drops of water and give it a swirl and nose it again. The water helps open up aromas, and suddenly you'll start to notice more citrus, more herbal notes, and more minerality. It does weaken the proof of the tequila, but it actually opens up sometimes to give you more flavor to come through. For me, I drink a lot of tequila, so drinking tequila at a high proof, I've learned to appreciate and find those complexities without having to change the proof by adding water. For some people, it really helps. Price can vary on this one depending on where you find it. I've seen this bottle listed anywhere from the low 70 range up to $100. So depending on your state, search around, go online, and look for this tequila. Here's my overall takeaway. Cabal Still Strength, this is amazing. It's high, intense tequila with great agave minerality and pepper citrus. It's clearly designed for people who enjoy high-proof tequila and want to experience the spirit at its full strength. I also really like the fact that they give all of the information right on the back of the bottle, so you really know what you're drinking and where it's from. If you're into high-proof tequila, this is one that needs to be in your glass. I want to say thanks for Everado for sending this out and sharing the story behind it and letting me know how he worked so hard to make this. I also really want to tell how much I appreciate his diligence, his knowledge, and his excitement and passion. It really comes through in Cabal Tequila Still Strength. If you haven't had this one, you got to try it. It is absolutely amazing. If you like tequila videos, like, subscribe, all that stuff. And remember, drink what you like. Just know what you're drinking. Cheers. Have a great night.